Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Are you going to miss skip the next week or so? Like a little time off here? Like talking to him? No.
Maybe he'll
come over.
No, I don't plan on being there.
That hasn't stopped out what him before. Figure out what you want to do for what, Christmas?
Yeah, the holidays.
You probably should get on that. It's on Thursday.
Well, you know, I like to fly by the seat of my pants.
I know. On the air, off the air.
Yeah, I was thinking about making that trip to Georgia.
Down to Atlanta.
Yeah, I was thinking about going out there. Because, you know, they have something. I got to figure out how much time I get to stay down there. Because I think is it next month? They have single AF night.
We have to work on Sunday, Hugh. We have a pregame show to do.
When do you cross from single to single AF?
I think I'm single AF.
I think we've been there for a while.
When time starts running out.
Say I'm on the clock. It's the 25th hour.
Yeah, we want to get there before the upper room calls.
The upper room. I'm at this point now, man. I'm like, hey, might as well just wait.
Wait for the upper room?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. Dating is hard, man. I'm kind of tired of these people. I'm female.
Any names you want to throw out there?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding. Don't do that.
I mean, no, I didn't forget. I got in trouble. Like, I went out this weekend, right?
Oh, this is a fun story for the audience.
Oh, boy.
And I got it, like, she got mad because I was watching the game. Got mad.
You went out during the Eagles game?
No, it was after that game.
Oh, the Bears game.
The Bears game.
Oh, it's a good game, though.
Yeah, because I stayed at home to watch the game.
That's a big game. Yeah, you got to tell her, like, Bears-Packers, you know,
and so I'm like, I was sitting in a spot, right? So I was in a bad spot. So, you know, she's talking, and I'm ducking, trying to see the game. And she was like, you know, you seem like you're preoccupied. It's like, it's the Bears. They're like.
They might have a two seed. We might see them next month.
You know what I mean? But it told me everything I need to know. Probably won't be going there again.
Yeah. Maybe next time we have to pick a different time to go on the date. Maybe the timing is the problem.
Well, it wasn't really a date. It was just drinks.
Okay.
But it was just like,
obviously to her, it meant something.
Hold on. You didn't think it was a date.
She did.
Therein lies the problem.
Is that what it was?
It's a communication issue more than the Bears and Packers issue.
Man, listen, let me tell you.
Blaming Caleb Williams.
I'm not blaming, but that's my job. Like my job is to watch sports, so I was watching the game, and I was semi locked in.
You weren't locked in.
I was semi locked in. Mm-hmm. But is that like a big deal? Is attention for women?
I think it depends.
You have to ask that question.
Yeah, Hugh.
No,
again,
but
there
was this a first date
problem.
Or a second
Kyle,
date or
but
how
Kyle,
often?
My, yeah. my thing is undivided attention.
Wow,
because that seems like a lot. Like to just sit there and meet somebody and just be looking you in your face the whole time we're sitting there.
This was the first time together? Yeah. So here's the issue here. She's hurt. I get it.
Yeah, those are like
hurt.
Yeah, well, she feels a certain way that you weren't paying attention to her on our first date. Like on Saturday night, I had half an eye or both eyes on the Bears and Packers.
But you're married, though.
I've been married a long time and with my wife for like almost 20 years. She gets it. So
you're saying I should have put better effort?
I mean, you're in the lay the groundwork stage.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, like.
Hey, but it was the Bears.
And the Packers. On a Saturday night.
Maybe don't schedule a date during Bears-Packers Saturday night. That's on you?
Yeah.
That's on me?
Yeah.
All right, dude. I'll take that one.
Okay, take it. Another L for Hugh Douglas.
I'll take that.
215-592-9494. All right. The Eagles haven't had L's in a few weeks. It's put them in good position here with a few weeks to go. And Hugh, there is still a chance that they get the number two seed, right?
Yes.
So the expectation I have right now is that they're going to go and play hard on Sunday in Buffalo. Because no matter what happens, the Bears' next game is Sunday night. So the Eagles, next time the Eagles take the field, they will not know what the Bears have done.
Yeah, so you might as well go ahead and leave it on the field.
Okay. So that's, I think we're all basically in agreement on that. But
yes.
What do you do with the players that are coming back from injuries?
You let you play them.
Well, all right. So yesterday, Adam Schefter threw out that Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson set to come back this week against the Buffalo Bills. Hugh, I want the two seed. I'd like to go beat the Bills, but I'm not putting Lane Johnson back out there off a major foot injury. Why?
Because he's a tough and mean and tough guy.
Yeah, but if he gets re-injured?
He's been mean and tough, but he's been in and out of every game this season.
I will say this.
Come on now.
That I understand your concern. But Lane is one of those guys that you don't really too much worry about him as far as being prepared to play because he's going to play.
Totally.
But I'm pretty sure he want to knock the rust off a little bit. So, yeah, I would put him out there. If he could go and he gets cleared, then yes, he's going to play.
Okay, so here's my issue with it. I understand your point, and he probably wants to play and maybe knock some rust off. If they play Sunday and let's say the Bears win Sunday night in San Francisco, the two seed is out of the equation. So Lane would then not play the following week, so he's going to play, knock the little rust off, and then rest the next week? That doesn't make any sense.
It does to me. Because you would rather, you want him, that's 3 weeks of not doing anything or two?
Well, I mean, he hasn't played since, what, the Lions
game? Yeah, but
game?
I want to get him out there to get his timing back just a little bit. And then if you're not talking about playing him in the Commodores game, you know, it's, but the Commodores coming to town, can't wait to get off the bus and
Dan Quinn.
Put hands on people. What you going to – like, I'm serious. Like, I would be curious to see if B. Mitchell somebody said, like, what you going to do, coach? You going to go slap – you going to run through some drills? You going to – you know, this time is for real?
Sirianni against Dan Quinn, 50-yard line?
I don't know. I think Sirianni. I like Sirianni.
No shot.
Dan Quinn's huge, isn't he? Actually, he's a big dude, but he ain't that big. I think Coach
Sirianni feels like he's
a little wiry.
Yeah. Well, I think Nick would fight dirty if it got there.
Yeah. I mean, that's not fighting.
And
fight
he wouldn't give up until
you don't believe in fighting dirty.
I believe in fighting to win.
Well, that's just semantics. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you fight to win.
Oh, that's yeah. You know what that probably entails.
Yeah.
What's that? You biting somebody?
You might have to. All right. So you would play Lane Johnson on Sunday?
Yes.
Nah, I would sit him. I think there's a lot of risk to playing Lane Johnson when you could just sit him to the postseason. Now, Jalen Carter, I think, is a little bit different because
he's younger.
Oh, I also think he needs to get himself back in playing shape.
Remember, he was at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he was being accused of being a little chunky.
I know. And now, so let's say Jalen doesn't play until the playoffs. That would be how many weeks? I mean, it'd be like five weeks.
Yeah, over a month.
Something like that.
I don't know how many snaps they'd get out of him at a great level then if he hasn't got that cardio up for 5 weeks. So Carter, I would consider playing if he's cleared. Okay. Lane, I'd be more careful. But Jalen Hurts asked after the game, I thought it was an interesting question to him because there are two games to go, right? Not one. Asked about playing versus resting down the stretch of the season. Here's Jalen Hurts' answer.
Is there a preference you have for how to handle these final 2 weeks? And if it presents itself, do you want a situation where you can rest?
That's above me. It's above me. If someone asks me, I'll answer. But it's above me to answer right now.
I wonder how he'd answer if he was asked. Because he didn't say what he would say. He just said, if someone asks me, I'll answer. But it's above me right now to answer that kind of question.
I think he would want to play. I think he would want to play.
I think the real question, Kyle, is going to be week 18. I think they're going to try this week.
Yeah.
But the question is going to be, if they're still alive for the two, is that worth it? Right. The two versus the three in the final week of the season.
And then you want to throw the pettiness factor in.
Against the Commanders?
Yeah, man. You know where I stand.
I know. You're going to want to play. You're going to want to play.
Man, they're not gonna
send a message.
They're not going to probably play.
In the last week,
you're
saying.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
They beat Buffalo, they're not playing.
Well, but if they beat Buffalo, they're certainly alive for the two seed.
Yeah.
If they beat Buffalo, it makes more sense to play in the final week. If they lose on Sunday, then they're definitely going to sit.
Okay.
Because they're just going to be locked in.
I see what you're saying, because at that point, you're already pushing through to get ready for the last, if you're still alive.
Yeah.
I would say this, Joe. It all depends on, realistically, what do you think is going to happen in those last games. Because we're counting on. Isn't it something weird with the West? Because all three teams are in play for the
one
division.
Seed. Yes.
Yeah.
So the one seed is very unlikely, very unlikely. But the two seed, it's very simple. If the Bears lose their last two games and the Eagles win their last two games, the Eagles are the two and the Bears are not the two. It's that. So we need the Bears to lose. And the Bears' last two games are not simple, right? They're playing the Niners at San Francisco, and then they're playing the Lions at home, and the Lions, if they're still alive, could be playing for a playoff spot that final game. So, I mean, the Bears certainly could lose those games, but I just think this is the last week the Eagles are going to play full out. Their history tells me they rest in the final week. They did it in 21.
Yeah.
They did it in 22. Well, they tried to do it in 22, but Jalen had to come back and play that last game, at least the first half or whatever that was, to get out of there. They made a mistake, I thought, in 23 by playing the starters when they had very little chance to move up, and AJ got hurt. Last year, Saquon Barkley had a chance to break the all-time rushing record, and they wouldn't let him do it. So I don't know if they've ever been in a spot like this where it's the 2 versus the 3 seed. It's a little bit of an advantage, but not like a bye.
Yeah, not enough.
It's not enough for me. It'll be a good debate next week. We'll see what happens. Hopefully they get a win on Sunday, and then we go from there. All right, Ephraim is in West Philly. What's up, Ephraim?
Ephraim.
Yo, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Doing all right. I did want to talk about the whole Jake situation. Mm-hmm. I heard you put up his percentages during the regular season or that during the postseason?
Those were all regular season stats.
Okay, so what is it? I'm pretty sure his percentages is pretty phenomenal during the postseason, though, right?
They are. So, in general, he is 96% on field goals in the playoffs. Last year was the first time he ever missed a playoff field goal. He went 10 out of 11 last year. So he in his career in the playoffs, he's 26 out of 27. And from 50-plus, which is where he's really struggled the last couple years, Ephraim, he's 2 out of 3 in the postseason. So he's way better in the postseason than the regular season. And they haven't asked him to hit many super long field goals in the regular in the postseason anyway. And he's 2 out of 3 when they have.
But I'll even say it was impressive how he was during the snow game.
Yeah.
That snow game, I was like,
he
oh,
missed
snap, Jake
a couple extra points in that, though.
He did. But I think you give a little bit of
weather,
grace.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to give him grace. But that's what I'm getting at. He missed the extra point, but when it mattered most, it was like, yo, he kicked. So I think, is it fair to say that we're being a little too, like, just a little bit too, you know, paranoid, kind of, sort of, because I think
you say, wait a minute, you started off saying, is it fair?
Is it fair to say we're...
Thank you. That's what you meant.
It's definitely fair. Like, just a little bit, overreacting.
That's what I'm saying. When you start off with fair, that word don't really play too much here. It's like, yeah, it's not about being fair or not. It's you know, the reaction that people have.
Yeah, but by the way, he missed 2 extra points in the playoff game against the Rams, the snow game, but he hit 3 field goals. So you're right. I mean, right. And they needed those. I mean, they needed every one of them to win that game.
But the extra point was the most important at the end.
Well,
I mean, that let the Rams back into the game.
They would have lost. Yeah. I mean, if the Rams scored a touchdown, they would have been down. Yeah.
That did happen. I agree with that. That did happen. But I think, but it seemed as though, like, throughout the whole playoffs, he usually shows up, is basically what I'm getting at. And I don't think that we should overlook that, is basically what I'm getting at.
Well, no, so, Ephraim, I'll say this. Yeah. If there was no postseason history, right, let's just pretend it's the same stats in the regular season and he had never kicked in the playoffs, I think most people today would say, go get a new kicker. But your point is why most of us are going to say, let's just cross our fingers and ride it out, and we think he'll make him in the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think at this point in time it's smart. I agree with you. Like, I think we just ride it out and just rock with our guy until next year, until next season.
It's,
see what's up.
It's probably going to be that way. Ephraim, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Let me throw this scenario at you guys just to see if there's anything changed the perspective on Jake Elliott. Let's say they go to Buffalo on Sunday, and they lose, and he misses 2 field goals, and they're both like 52 yards, not 65 at the buzzer. I'm talking about, you know, kicks that most kickers make in the league these days. Mm-hmm. You still feel the same?
Young Wei Koo. I'm gonna bring him in.
So there's nothing that could happen in the next 2 weeks.
Joe, I'm giving you the best option. Is Young Wei Koo. I'm gonna bring him in. I mean, because you're
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You didn't answer
yeah, we're not bringing in
Young. I did answer the question.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said, yeah, Young Way Cool.
So you'd bring him in?
Straight up.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So
Young Way Cool.
So Hugh's got giving. So this is Hugh Douglas giving Jake Elliott one more week.
No, I'm just telling you. You asked me to. Who's the best kicker available right now outside of the dude whose name we can't say because he got all kinds of stuff he got going on?
Justin Tucker? Yeah, him?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say his name.
Hugh did say that we can't say his name. Well, and then you just went right ahead.
The audience has to know who the hell we're talking about, right?
The audience know what I'm talking about.
Not necessarily.
They know what I'm talking
about. Not on this show.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, it is unfortunate on many levels that the greatest kicker of all time is a free agent. But to your point, I think something most teams would not even entertain bringing him in after what happened.
He's a little creepy.
Of course, yeah.
He gives off. Who is the dude not big creepy by? He's a little creepy because he ain't really that big.
Watson,
I'm not laughing. It's not funny.
No,
it's just
that's
like,
not funny.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing because, damn, that's what we're relegated to. It's either him or Young Way Koo. So Young Way Koo.
Stick with Jake at this point. I mean,
yeah.
Kyle, he misses two in Buffalo. We're just shrugging our shoulders next week.
Well, no.
Okay.
But right now, I'm shrugging my shoulders.
Okay. So Jake gets one more week.
Also, depends on the weather.
Well, it's probably going
to
be bad.
I have the excuses loaded up and ready to
go. Well, you guys know the first playoff game is going to be in Philadelphia in January, typically cold. The second playoff game might be in Chicago in January, typically very cold. Okay.
Yeah, it's cold.
The third playoff game might be in Seattle in the rain, typically not easy to kick.
When the lights are the brightest,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, I got it. But the Super Bowl will be in Santa Clara.
We don't talk about getting rid of. We're adding competition for players.
All right, I get it.
Just rise up.
Nostalgia.
Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on?
Self, what's up,
man?
Hey, listen, man. They say we don't have no identity, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got an identity. Our identity is holding a rock and playing clock ball, running it down. That's why our team stands score on us like that. You know what I mean? They can't run up scores because we hold the ball and run down the clock. That's our identity this year, man. And that's what we got to go back to. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if he's Super Bowl ready, but I like it, man. I don't think there's no team out there. I'm looking at all the games this weekend. I don't think there's nobody that really poses a threat to us, man. I'm going to tell you, bro said it best, man. He said, the only team that can beat the Eagles is the Eagles. And I 100% agree with that, man. I ain't scared of none of them teams out there. I listen to the games. I watch the games. And I'm not impressed by none of them. I don't think the Eagles should be scared to play any of them teams, man.
So I agree. I don't think they're going to be scared of any of these teams. I'm with you on that.
Nah, if we don't beat ourselves, man, we could beat anybody. You know what I'm saying? So I like our chances. In that fight, that's football. I like that. So when we play them at the end of the season, and with San Fran, let's do it again with San Fran, because that's the statement that they needed to make to let people know we ain't soft. You know what I mean? Y'all not just going to do us any kind
of
way.
Yeah, that feel like the Rams game going to be the one, though.
I ain't scared of them, evil.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I feel like that's going to be the contested game right there. No, you're right.
Yeah, I agree. I'm hoping they get knocked out, though, to be honest with you, because I don't even want to see them because I know they coming with revenge anyway.
Everybody coming revenge.
Yeah,
coming
but I am with you. That would be the most challenging game of all the games in the NFC itself. Good phone call, man. Of all the teams, that the Rams have been the one. And it's ironic because right now they're the five seed. They're not even leading their division. But it does feel like they're the team that's going to be the biggest challenge. If it's felt that way for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it just by the way that they've been playing, you know, Puka Nacua is starting to crash out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we need more of that. The more he talks, the less like he's going to be around in the playoffs. I sent him home. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. So I haven't looked at this one yet today. Hugh, where do you think people are after the win? Now, most people are very excited today.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a caller earlier who mentioned it was the Commanders. Yeah, two of them in a row. But the question was, are you now fully bought in on an Eagles Super Bowl run? Yes or no? Where do you think people are coming down on this?
I would probably say 60% yes.
48% yes, 52% no.
Wow. Yeah. Surprised. I mean, I get it. I get it because people are looking at the opponent instead of looking at the precision. Now, I know some people still probably have some trepidation because they talk about that the first half and the fact that going into the half, the Commodores is winning.
It was 10-7, yeah.
But if you go back and look at that, the Eagles were moving the ball pretty efficiently.
It was the kicker. And Jalen missed AJ on a throw. He didn't have many bad throws on Saturday. That one he should have hit.
Yeah, they were moving the ball pretty efficiently, man. So it's I guess it all depends on the way that you watch the game. Now, the way that I watch the game, I like the fact that the quarterback's decision-making was on point. He got the ball out of his hands. And they were moving the chains. And I think that's – sometimes – people miss the nuances of the game that tells the whole story. That was the same thing against L.A. a few weeks ago. They were moving the ball. They just weren't scoring.
Yeah, I thought the last 2 weeks they really beat these teams up.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell me the score was only 11 on Sunday or Saturday, and it was 10-7 and start the third quarter. I get that. The Eagles dominated the Commanders by the end of that football game. And I think it's going to be this. This Sunday is going to be the final piece of the puzzle for a lot of us, right? If they go to Buffalo and they beat the Bills in Buffalo, then no one could say they beat a bad team, right? They can't say the Bills are clearly a playoff team. No one could say they beat a bad quarterback, Josh Allen's obviously.
I think that's what people are waiting for.
This is the one. This is the one that I think that's going to guide how everyone feels heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, because you look at the two teams you're playing against, they both have losing records, and you just happen to beat them. And, you know, going into this one, you got somebody that's playing for something. So it's gonna be a slugfest,
especially if they sit in Week 18, because this will be our last game to watch. So if they beat the Bills, it's like, hold on, they really turned it around. They recovered from their bottom out, you know, in LA against the Chargers, and they won three in a row, and they sat the final week. They're dangerous. And obviously, the opposite happens if they don't play well against Buffalo. You know, we're gonna get more calls next week. Say, see. It was just the Commanders and Raiders. Yeah, and that's... Yeah.
That's what folks are waiting on.
It's going to be hard to disagree with it if they don't play well in Buffalo.
Well, it all depends on how they lose the game.
Right, but I said if they don't play well.
Okay.
Yeah,
you did.
No, if they play well and lose by a field goal, I don't think that's... I mean, that happens. That's...
Ooh, if it's Elliott's fault again, though.
Well, see, then you guys have to start thinking about
that's
this.
That's right. Yeah,
all right. All right, we got a lot...
Music.
Yeah.
You see a face to face.
Yeah, man, everyone has to at some point. Our Twitter question was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You'll learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we got a lot to get to in the 1 o'clock hour. You people later in the show. We also will look at tonight's game because there is still a very outside chance, but a chance the Eagles could get to the one seed. We'll tell you how tonight's game impacts that. But on the other side, we got to go around the NFL. A wild day yesterday. In the NFL and on Saturday night with that game that Hugh was paying more attention to than the friend he was with on Saturday night. We'll get to that. And we're doing it early this week. It's our only chance. We got to play Kiss the Baby. Your chance to win a prize. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number one. First caller up will play Kiss the Baby with us as we eliminate another NFL team from postseason contention. And it gets tough now. We basically got to make decisions on who's going to make the playoffs and who is not. That is up next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about FanDuel, my friends over there. This is the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in. to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.